Hello.
Morning, Winola. Did you call me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
how you feeling this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking me. What about you?
I'm doing okay. I was trying to fill out the timesheet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is there any way you can walk me through that?
Is what?
I was trying to fill out the timesheet that you asked me to fill out. You said do 7/18. And also, I don't know, what do PAS mean?
Okay, in what part?
No. Can you repeat that? You know the information you sent me about the timesheet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was trying to fill it out. But I don't understand. It was saying PAS. I don't know what that means.
TIS.
No, P. P as in Paul.
That means personal assistant.
Okay, that means personal assistant.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will put my name there.
Yes, direct care worker name, it's you. The participant name is the patient. Last
wait four a minute.
Of direct...
Wait, say that again. Okay. The person, okay, I put my name where it says PAS, right?
Yes. That option,
okay.
It says title of service is PAS. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll be me. Okay, and also, when it asks for the patient identification numbers?
That's the address. Service location?
Wait. Service location. When it says patient numbers, he don't put his medical number or nothing in there?
That's the link that I sent to you, right?
Oh, you sent me two links?
Yes.
Okay, and another one, it have, how do I put the shift in, though?
What it says.
You put the date and the time and stuff in it?
Yes, date is all days that you work it from the schedule to the end time. And you select the options PAS.
Okay, PAL.
Mm-hmm,
that's
correct.
Like one day at a time, right?
Correct. And then you click on add shift and put the 7/19 and so on.
Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Are you able to see the option add shift?
Add shift?
Add shift, yes. If you click on it on add shift.
Oh, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to put 7/18 there, and it said 2.
Correct.
Okay, and what do I put when it say to and from? I put the time in, the time I start,
correct.
The time I clock out.
Correct. From, that would be, let me go to the calendar. I don't remember the schedule. That would be.
You told me
from
to
seven
do for the 18?
Correct. For the 18,
uh-huh.
That you work it from 6 to 7, and then 4 to 7, right?
4 to 8, Monday and Tuesday, 4 to 8, on Wednesday, 4 to 7.
Correct.
Now, do I have any numbers personal I have to put in there?
Yes, and then for the 19, the same schedule that you work at, the 20, the 21st, the 22nd, the 23rd, and yesterday, and today, if you already work at the, from 6 to 7.
Okay. Also, do you know what my numbers is I'm supposed to print in, put in?
Sorry?
Is it person number that you all sent me that I'm supposed to put in?
The person number?
Is it just my last four social security numbers?
Yes, and the participant Medicaid ID or Medicaid ID is for the Jovi, for the patient.
Jovi?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Okay, well,
I'm going to try and fill it out again right now.
Okay, take your time, read all the information, the details carefully to make sure that there's too many shifts. So read carefully and let me know if you have any other question, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And now when you send that ID, is this the same way I type in on the ID too? The
no,
tracker?
The ID is the patient Medicaid ID.
Okay, thank you so very much, ma'am.
You're
this
welcome.
Is there. Thank you. I'm finna get started on it right now.
Good.
Okay.
You have a good day. Bye.
You too.